علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge with Sheikh Mukhtar on IRIB English Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide for managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are going to focus on the 151st sermon of Nahjul Balagha, where certain important references are made to the issue of how to manage and lead in a proper way. Inshallah, we shall come to those discussions very soon. I welcome you all and congratulate you into the banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the banquet of mercy and love of God towards His creation, a month which is a Shahru Ramadan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expands His mercy for everyone and for all of creation, especially for those who seek to come closer to Him. And we pray to Allah that this month becomes a source of mercy and spiritual progress for everyone, inshallah.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, coming back to our discussion on the topic of a guide to managers, we are in the presence of Imam Ali alayhi salam, who is a master in the issue of management, a man who has seen the lifestyle of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, a man who has experience in different areas of leadership, and now we see him at the helm of a powerful institute, a nation of the Muslim world. Although he had to inherit a system that was not the best, or rather which was going towards the wrong direction, he inherited that. And he had the big duty of bringing this ship that was going in the wrong direction back to its track. So this was a very heavy task. Apart from just normal management, the whole idea of bringing back the ship of the Muslim Ummah on its tracks was a big and phenomenal task, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him tawfiq to be able to, of course, being an imam, being a person of extremely powerful insight and very powerful spiritual, you can say, understanding of different phenomena in this world, he was able to handle this in the best way. So taking guidance from him in these issues is something that is very, very pertinent. We see that in this sermon number 151, he mentions a very important point which is worth discussing. And that is about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why we want to discuss this is because once a system, especially managers, when they get power or when they come into authority, with time, blessings begin to show up. And when these blessings show themselves, how do we interact with these blessings? What should be our reaction with regards to these blessings? It's a very, very important thing to consider. So Imam Ali alayhi salam in this sermon says a very important thing. He says, فَاتَّقُوا سَكَرَاتِ النِّعْمَةِ, that, O people, fear or protect yourselves from سَكَرَاتِ النِّعْمَةِ, from the drunkenness of blessings. That means fear, or ittaqu, that means protect yourselves from what? From being drunk by blessings, from entering into a state of drunkenness because of those blessings. Inshallah, we shall discuss more about this statement. Allahumma salli ala
Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Sayyid Razi, also known as Sharif Razi, a religious scholar and theologian, holds a significant place in Islamic history for his invaluable contribution to the compilation of Imam Ali's profound teachings and speeches, which were later compiled into the influential literary work known as Nahjul Balagha.
Now, before we dive into this statement of Imam Ali alayhi salam and try to remove or to extract those pearls that are hidden in this message, we will try to discuss what was the context of this sermon. So, you know, in the sermon isn't very long. But you see, as you know, in Arabic, you know, when you say khutbah, khutbah, that means a sermon, can be even for a few seconds, like 30 seconds. It can be a very short khutbah. Sometimes it has to be a long one. So it depends on the context and how it was said. But all of these are said, known as khutbahs. And basically when Imam Ali alayhi salam wants to start in the early sections of this sermon, he says, ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ مَعْشَرَ الْعَرَبِ, that, O people who are Arabs, basically, O Arabian people, O Arabs, basically, ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ مَعْشَرَ الْعَرَبِ أَغْرَاضُ بَلَايَا قَدْ اِقْتَرَبِ, that, O people who are Arabs, or O Arabians, basically, you are the aim, or you are the goal, of various tribulations that have come close to you, or various tests that have come close to you. قَدْ اِقْتَرَبْ. And this is a very powerful statement. It's like Imam Ali alayhi salam wants to drive the attention of people onto a certain direction. He wants them to realize and show them something about the future. Okay, tell them something about what's going to happen. ثُمَّ إِنَّ مَعْشَرَ الْعَرَبِ أَغْرَاضُ بَلَايَا قَدْ اِقْتَرَبُ. So he's trying to awaken them to see and to increase their foresight with regards to what's going to happen. Inshallah, we shall discuss about the context a little bit more and then go into our actual interpretation from the guidance of our scholars as to what Imam Ali alayhi salam wants to say in this sermon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar in the program Gate of Knowledge on RIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه